Spirit Catholic Radio. Encounter Jesus.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verses 15 to 34. The Good Book Club with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. It's brought to you by Gloria Deo Catholic Books and Gifts.
Welcome to the Good Book Club on Spirit Mornings. Let's listen as we open the Good Book.
The Book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verses 15 through 35.
Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not plunder his resting place. For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the wicked, for there will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly. And who knows the ruin those two can bring? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. He who says to the wicked, "You are righteous," him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips. Prepare your outside work. Make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, for would you deceive with your lips? Do not say, "I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding, and there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man.
Word of Promise version of Proverbs, and we are in chapter 24, going through verses 15 and 34, 15 to 34. Just kind of wrapping up chapter 24 here on Proverbs. I'm Bruce McGregor, along with Jeb Eyscheid. The Bibles are open. The Good Book Club is on the air. And joining us, the dynamic deacon, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, for our Good Book Club today. Deacon, welcome to the program. Good to have you back.
Good morning. It's always great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we've got kind of a little prep for Proverbs 24 here. A general agreement based on the evidence in the text, you point out that the sages who wrote and compiled the book of Proverbs included who?
Yeah, retired politicians and statesmen like ambassadors, civil servants, and other public figures. You know, Proverbs, of course, is associated with Solomon, but the modern scholarship agrees that Solomon didn't necessarily write all of the Proverbs, but compiled them. Helped to compile them into what we know as Proverbs now. And today's section covers actually two parts of Proverbs: the sayings of the wise, which actually goes starts before verse 15, but goes up to verse 23 today, and then the further sayings of the wise, which starts at verse 23 to the end. And the first part, the sayings of the wise, offers admonitions to the humble, to those upper class youths who are going to face the responsibilities and temptations of their status. Because they're, you know, they're a little more well off than everybody else. There's a tendency for some arrogance there. So this is warning against that. And then starting at verse 23 is the further sayings of the wise, which criticizes laziness and partiality when judging cases. So very interesting.
Well, as we move into verse 15, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers says, "Lie not in wait as a wicked man."
Yeah, you know, what I want to do with this section of Proverbs today is kind of tie it back to the gospel so people can see the connections. So, or to the New Testament, rather. Right. So, lie not in wait as a wicked man. That immediately drew my attention to 1 Peter chapter 5, starting at verse 8. It may be familiar to some of you. It says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith." So a wicked man is waiting to pounce. That imagery that both Proverbs and Peter pull together is very true. I mean, during COVID, I've been watching more TV than I normally would watch. And I've been watching these nature shows, you know, and I just it showed a lion approaches its prey from downwind, right? It's just so the prey almost can't tell that the lion is coming. To me, that reminds me today of the cancel culture and racism and the so-called redefinition of marriage and gender. You know, it approaches from downwind, you know, and it seeks out the weakest or the one who strays furthest from the herd. That's our young people today that are being drawn out of the church by the lies of the culture. And that lion approaches slowly, right? It happens over time. Because some people say, how did we get here in our culture today? How do we get to the things that we're thinking, the things we're seeing on television? You know, it just, like the line, approaches slowly. We develop habits over time. We become programmed and used to seeing certain things. And our consciousness become open to formation and things that are secular. You know, we stop going to confession. We stop making excuses and rationalizations for sin. And then the line cuts off the angles of escape. That's more relativism, subjective truth, that turns our conscience away from God. And then when the lion pursues its prey, it trips it. It takes its legs and trips the prey from behind, and it pounces and goes straight for the throat and chokes you to death. And that's like Satan. It kills your soul while your body is still alive. You know, so some powerful, just for that one little verse, some powerful revelations for us today.
Absolutely. We see that in verse 16 as well, Deacon. For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because remember, it reminds me of Matthew 18. Peter said, "How many times shall I forgive my brothers? As many as seven times?" You know, and he was pushing the envelope there.
Yeah.
Because the Jewish people believe that you are supposed to forgive and forgive and forgive. That's three times. So he pushed it to seven. And so that number seven comes up here. Seven is a number of completion, right? Which comes from Genesis, 7 days when God created creation. And it's also a reminder that Jesus fell, right? But then rose again. He fell, but then rose again. So the seven times means, obviously, it's meant to mean an infinite amount of times.
Right.
So no matter how much we fall, don't give up against God. Let's rise and recognize our sinfulness and seek God's mercy and forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. Especially, I want to encourage people today who haven't been for a while because of the dispensations for COVID. This is a great time to come back to the Lord through the sacrament of reconciliation so we can receive the Eucharist worthily.
Right. And something that dovetails on that from chapter 17, just to kind of complete the thought here. Don't rejoice when your enemy hits the dust.
Yeah, you know, there's a strong tendency for us to, when we someone that doesn't like us or someone that hurt us, when we see them suffering, we're like, yeah, you deserve it. That's, you know, but the scriptures tell us, you know, not just in Proverbs, in Exodus, you know, chapter 23, if you meet your enemy's ox or his ass going astray, you should bring it back to him. You know, in Leviticus chapter 19, you should not take vengeance or bear grudge against the sons of your own people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. And of course, Christ puts all this together, especially in Matthew chapter 5, which is part of Sermon on the Mount. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, right? It's like Moses and the prophet said this, but I say this now, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. So that turns its teaching on its head, right? But yeah. It's also, so Jesus, this is not a new teaching. Jesus is actually emphasizing what was taught in the Old Testament, but sometimes we forget, you know, because our emotions take over. But we have to have the heart of Christ and our loving God, even against those who hurt us.
Hmm. We're speaking with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. He's the dynamic deacon. You can find out more about him on his website, deaconharold.com. Now, as we move into verse 17 here, we're talking about evildoers. Now, should we be worried about them, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers?
No, it says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, which immediately drew my mind to Psalm 37. Do not fret because of the wicked. It's almost parallel. If you actually look at the Hebrew, it's almost exactly the same phrasing here. But Psalm 37 goes on to say, do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. And it goes on to say, trust in the Lord. And, you know, if you find your delight in him, he will grant your heart's desire. We have to commit our lives to the Lord and trust in him. That's the point here. When we see people who are evildoers, when they prosper in this world, when they have all the delights and the riches of this world, sometimes we get envious. But remember, our goal is heaven, life with God forever. And there's nothing on this earth, nothing that will give us the joy and the peace that God can give us. This is a beautiful reminder of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're in Proverbs here, chapter 24. As we look at verses 23 and 24, Deacon, we find that there are also sayings of the wise, as the author points out. Partiality in judging is not good.
Yeah, so and what's going on here, because sometimes we have a tendency to side with certain people that agree with our certain disposition or political agenda.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this drew me immediately to Psalm 73. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart, right? So it's not about partiality. It's not playing favorites, but looking at a situation the way God sees it. He says, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper. Sometimes we want to judge people unfairly because we're envious. Gosh, this person, you know, is prospering in this world. And so you're tempted to side with them because your heart is drawn toward that prosperity. But our heart should be drawn to deep, intimate, personal relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as we get into 27 here, verse 27, it gets interesting, doesn't it? He says, prepare for your work, but then also after you're done working, we got to go build a house?
Yeah. See, this immediately drew my mind again to, well, first of all, the Psalm 127, which is actually one of the Psalms written, the only Psalm written by Solomon, right? To whom, again, the Proverbs are attributed. It says, if the Lord does not build a house, he says in Psalm 127, in vain do this builder's labor. And what I love about that is that, you know, our job as parents, as educators, as catechists, as priests, deacons, are to help our young people build a foundation in their life upon which the Lord will build their house of their life with them, right? And Jesus tells us about this in Matthew 7, again, Sermon on the Mount. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise man who builds his house on rock, right? The floods came, so the floods of the moral relativism, the rain of redefinition of marriage, the winds of abortion, it doesn't blow us down, it doesn't knock us off our solid foundation of Jesus Christ. But if we don't listen to Christ, if we turn our hearts away from him, then we're like the person who built their house on sand. The rain, the winds, the floods of the culture came and knocked us off of our foundation and knocked us to the ground. And that's happening to so many young people in our churches today. They're being lured away by atheism and the ways of thinking of the culture. And so we have to do a better job as a church helping to build that strong foundation in the lives of our children.
Absolutely. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers with us here. The Good Book Club, Spirit Morning, Spirit Catholic Radio Network, Bruce McGregor, Jeb Eishein. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you, kind of paraphrasing verse 29 here, which exhorts us to not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done.
Yeah, exactly. Again, back to Matthew chapter 5. It's almost as if Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is kind of, okay, here's what, remember, this is what Proverbs said. I'm sure people listening to Jesus would have said, wow, this teaching sounds familiar, because they would have been familiar with the book of Proverbs.
Yeah.
But now Jesus is almost expanding on it. You know, okay, this is what it says in Proverbs. Let me expand this for you. So he says, you heard eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. If he strikes you on the cheek, turn the other one. If he sues you and takes your coat, give him your cloak as well. If he forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. So Jesus, do not be frustrated to love with the love of that I'm witnessing to you, the love of God, and not an ephemeral or earthly love that only thinks at the surface. We have to go deeper, which means that, again, we have to turn our hearts to those with love and mercy, even those people who are against us.
Yeah. As we get to the end of this chapter here, Proverbs, this is chapter 24. We've worked hard to get to this point, I think, Deacon, and now it's time to take a day off and be lazy, huh?
Yeah, he talks about an overgrown field with thorns. Again, it's a beautiful image, because obviously they were an agrarian society there, so often they use images of agriculture. And any farmer knows if you get lazy in the field, those weeds are going to come and the thorns are going to come and take over the field and kill all your hard work.
Right.
And it's talking here about the vice of sloth.
Right? Yeah.
And sometimes we get lazy in our faith. We stop praying, and you know, I'm so busy today with work. I'll pray twice tomorrow or something like that. But we cannot let up, because again, going back to the first verse we looked at today, the devil is waiting in the wind, right? Mm. He's waiting in the background, and we cannot allow him to overtake our lives. So we have to defend ourselves and open our minds and hearts to receive everything that God wants to give us, so we can truly become the people that God created us to be. And so it's virtue that helps us to get there. By living a virtuous life, by cooperating with God's grace, by choosing to do the good, deliberately choosing to do the good and leading a good moral life, cooperating with the natural moral law, then that actually frees us. It frees us against to fight against the laziness that sometimes happens, so we can keep focused on our ultimate goal, which is life with God forever in heaven.
Amen. Yeah, someone defined sloth for me as, I have so much to do, I think I'll take a nap.
But, you know, those of us who are getting a little older here,
yeah,
you know, naps aren't a bad thing sometimes during a busy day.
Amen to that. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers with us, 8:34. Deacon, thanks so much for being with us. So we're looking forward to October 9th, because you're going to be here for our Catholic Answers Conference.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, especially the topics they asked me to speak about. You know, or I just love speaking about the Eucharist, and so I'm very, very excited, and I can't wait to be there. So everybody, you know, sign up now, because I'd love to meet you all in person.
Yeah, that'll be Saturday, October 9th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can sign up at SpiritCatholicRadio.com. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, would you please impart us with a blessing?
Sure. May Almighty God bless you and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you very much, Deacon. Continue to have blessed days.
Thank you. You guys as well. Thank you so much.
Take care. God bless.